have your faith and hope in other people, you got to have it in God. You got to. Can't quit. Everybody go with me. As the younger generation say, you got to get that dog in you. You got to get it. But Jesus brings that dog. Amen. Jesus brings that strength, having that faith and that hope in him, because the truth is what helps you stand on it. And what is the truth? The truth is the word of God. The word of God is important. Amen. Extremely important to help you. And so, you know, keeping your eyes on God and the word of God constantly and not straying away from the word when you fail. Continuing to keep your eyes on the word, keep your eyes on Jesus, both of those things in prayer and not giving up on those things is, you know, that's how you're going to stay focused on Jesus. You don't quit. I need some water. You don't quit. You don't give up. We give to God what we have left in those situations when we're at our lowest places. And what we have left is the faith. I keep saying it, but I'm trying to get it in your head. It's the faith. Lord, I trust you to forgive me. Lord, I trust you to love me. Lord, I trust you to get me to the next step. Lord, I trust you to bring me out of the sin I've been in. Lord, I trust you to bring me out of this sickness. Lord, I trust you. And your faith goes to a whole nother level when you begin to trust him like that. Amen. You may not understand why you might be going through what you're going through, but trust in him and have faith that it will work out. Trust his love and forgiveness for you in your time of weakness. This scripture is important too. In your weakness, his strength is made perfect. In your weakness, his strength is made perfect. Man, has God been giving me revelation on this scripture? It hurts, but he's giving me the revelation on it. 2 Corinthians 12:8-10. I keep forgetting this thing's in my face. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it may depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I'm going to reread verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. All those things make us weak when we need those things. But it's in our weakness we realize our need for Jesus, our need for his love, our need for his grace. And then we realize how much he does love us. We realize how much he does care about us. I'm getting to the end here. See, there's one thing I believe Satan wants to truly steal from you, and that's your faith through all these things. That's what Satan's trying to take from you, is your faith in God. So that's what I got to tell you today, is hold on to your faith. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you've been seeing, no matter what the devil's been telling you, hold on to your faith. Because that's what he wants to take, is your relationship with God. Don't let him get that dog in you. Like I said, sometimes it hurts. Sometimes you got to stay down on your knees. But there's hope. And when you have the hope and the faith, his presence comes. He comes and he meets you. And that's where the joy comes from. And that's how you get the joy back in your life. I may not have been able to say everything I wanted to say. I didn't know how long this message was going to go. But that is the end of this. So I'm going to pray us out. And then maybe Pastor Lance has something else to say. Amen. Father God, we thank you for today, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your power. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. And Lord, I pray that your will would be done in this place. Lord, I pray that every heart that has been felt like giving up, God, every person who's felt like giving up, that you would touch them, you would minister to them, Lord, and that you would just pour out on them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.